but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here,
and we're standing here
only because
you made a way.
Shalom FM, your number one Christian radio station. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Koga. And today I've got a special program for you. And I want to welcome you to a beautiful day. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Good morning to you if it's morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Let us know what time zone you're in, what time you're listening to Shalom FM. The WhatsApp number is +27810269868. Just write to us and say # motivational drive. Say, Brian, my name is John and I'm listening from Canada, and it's at this time of hour. Listen, today we have such a wonderful program lined up. I'm going to be talking about making use of what you have. As you know, I'm a transformational speaker. What I speak is supposed to bring transformation to help you unleash the greatness that is within you. For each and every person has greatness within them. They just need to be aligned, to realign themselves and to dig deep and to find the treasure within. And I want to read from the book of John. John chapter 6 from verse 5 to verse round about 13. It says, when Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish as many as they would. And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remaineth over and above unto them that had eaten. It is the story of Jesus feeding people more than 5,000. Now, I say the topic for our show today is making use of what you have. Allow me to just make a quick prayer as I ask God to help us. Our dear Heavenly Father, our God and our Father, we come before you, Lord, that even as we dive into today's show, that you may speak to each and every person, Lord, that you may address our issues, Lord, that you may give us motivation, inspiration, and hope, Jehovah. Help us in all that we'll speak about and in all that we'll do. We thank you for we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I grew up with a single mother. And, you know, single mothers or just mothers in general have a way of making use of the little to bring about the great. They have a way of turning just a house into a home. They have a way of hugging you in such a way that you feel like this is the greatest thing ever. They have their way of taking the small resources and, you know, the ingredients and bringing about the food. So whenever I was hungry or either my brother or sister got hungry, they would want to go to the kitchen and would look through the fridge, would look through everything else just to find a meal, but would go back to our mother and say, "Mother, we are hungry. There is no food in the house." But she would say, "No, there's enough food." And when it was time to prepare the food, she would go into the kitchen and soon would hear the pots. She would be, you know, the pots, there's activity happening in the kitchen. And what would happen is, at the end of the day, we would have a nice meal. And then I realized that when we went to the kitchen, we were looking for a full meal. We're looking for, I don't know what meal you have in your country. We're looking for rice and chicken. We're looking for pap, vegetables, and beef stew. We're looking for a goosey, whatever meal it is that is your favorite meal. But when our mother went into the kitchen, she would get different ingredients to make about a meal. What am I saying today? I'm saying you need to make use of what you have. What do I mean? You need to look at God. God is like this. God doesn't give you a full meal. He gives you the ingredients that you need to make a meal. God gives us, you know, the ingredients. He doesn't give us a finished project. He doesn't give us a finished product, but he gives us something to start off with, something to make use to bring about whatever we need. The Bible says that God has already given us all things pertaining to this life. Think about it for a second. God never brings about a finished product, but he brings about the ingredients that you need to make your product. Listen, the only time that God brought about a finished product was when he began to create the world. Even when he created the world, he says it is finished and he rested on his work. But he gave the instruction. He gave the instruction to the seeds, to the tree. He said, "Let every tree bear in itself the seed for another tree to grow. Let every animal, let the lion bear in its lioness the seed to bring about another lion. Let the elephant carry within itself another elephant within itself. Let men have dominion over all the animals, over all the earth. But in men, let there be multiplication, duplication. Let a man increase out of himself and to fill the earth." Meaning that what you need is what you have within you. You just need to know and to tap into it. You need to know how to tap into what you have. God has already given within you that dream that God placed in your heart. It is what you need. It is the ingredients that you need to make use. And when you begin to make use of it, you can bring about whatever meal you need in this world. You can bring about whatever business, whatever ministry, whatever career, whatever family you need to bring about. It's all within you. For the kingdom of God is not out of this world. It is within each and every person. It is within every man. So you need to make use of what God has given you. God gives you little so that he can see how you manage. As you manage the little, more will be given to you. More will be given to you. When you ask for a tree, God will give you a seed and say, in that seed is your tree. And when you plant that seed, when you tend the ground, when you work on that, and when you water it day by day or whatever period of time, that tree is going to grow. And when that tree begins to grow, it will bear the fruits, it will bear whatever you need to enjoy out of that tree. But it's not only meant for your enjoyment, but it's meant for so many. For it will bring a shade to those who are in the sun. It will bring fruits for those who are hungry. It will bring shelter, for that tree is able to be changed to make wood for homes, to make wood for paper, for money, or whatever. So within that tree, there is so much that can come out of it. Within you, there is so much that is hidden. You just need to dive into yourself and to ask God, God, unleash the greatness that is within me. Unleash the seed that you place within my heart, that it may grow. That it may grow. So when you begin to ask God for a meal, when you want bread, God may give you flour on Monday. He may give you milk on Tuesday. He may give you eggs on Wednesday. He may give you an oven on Thursday. But it's all up to you to gather the ingredients to bring about the bread that you need. I hope I'm talking to someone today, that whatever you need and whatever you have at that point, at this point in time, is really what you need to bring about whatever you need. I know that many of us have got big dreams. Many of us are searching for something that we need in this world. I remember at a certain point in my life when things were really tough with my life. Things were not going well. And I went from my country. I was in university and I had to quit or forfeit and say there's no finances, there's no one to sponsor me. So I decided to leave God and to leave my family, to come to South Africa, to go to different nations, to work so I could raise my fees. But in all my endeavors, I never really managed to be all that I could until I went back home. And when I went back home, something miraculous happened. God answers prayers in ways that we do not sometimes understand. I met my uncle, my very long time uncle, who I hadn't seen in years. And he said to me, the last time I heard of you, you were going to university. Did you finish your degree? What are you doing? Where are you working? Are you married? You know, the questions that you get. And I told him a sad story of how I had not managed to pay my fees and I had to leave, you know, school and all. And he said, why did you not come to me? I would have easily sponsored you. So he said, I'm going to sponsor you, but I've got certain conditions. My condition is that if I'm going to sponsor your education, I want you to move from the place that you're staying and you move back to stay with me. The reason why is I don't want you to stay together with whoever you were with, because if they had in them the power to give you the finances to finish your degree or to help you, they would have done so, but they don't have it. So I want to move you away from that place. The reason why I had to move from the location, from the ghetto of from the, you know, the high density suburb, to move to stay with him in a place that was big, almost a mansion was, so that also in my mind I could be enlarged to the abundance that is available. There is great abundance in this world, but if you keep looking at the little or the limitation that you have, you only see that. So the challenge that we have now is not a challenge of not having enough resources. It's simply a challenge of perception, for by beholding we become changed. So if you keep looking at poverty, you begin to attract poverty and you become poor. But if you move yourself and begin to look at prosperity, abundance and richness, unfortunately you, by looking at, you begin to attract it. So fortunately, you need to change and to begin to look. If you've been looking at a certain situation, seeing it from an area of breakdown, you need to move yourself and to look at it at an area of victory. This is what faith does. Faith is not looking at the things that you have. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. is the evidence of things not seen. So you need to step away from looking at the resources, and you need to look at God, who is the author, the finisher, the builder of the whole earth, and the earth and its fullness is yours, is his. That's what it says. The earth and its fullness is his. Now, the story that we read, it's about, so Jesus goes out to teach, and a lot of people follow him to hear of him. There are about 5,000, but it's 5,000 is the number of men that were there. But remember, they did not count the wives, they did not count the children, they did not count the animals and all. So it was more than 5,000. If, let's say for example, if every 5,000 of those men was married, so which means there were 10,000 people. And if all those 10,000 people that were there had two children, you can do the mathematics. I won't really do it for you. Listen. And all of them, at a certain point in time, they grew hungry. They grew hungry. Jesus, in his magnificence, in his greatness, understood that even as a human being, you can feel hungry. He was the Son of Man, yet he also felt the hunger that you feel. The hunger that you feel, Jesus felt it. For at a certain point in time, when he was going through his fasting and prayer, he got hungry, and the devil said, "Turn these stones into bread." And Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Yet, even the word of God, we still need sustenance. We still need physical food. So Jesus goes to his disciples and says to his disciples, "Where can we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus cares about strangers that he's teaching to actually want to go out of his way to buy food so that he can feed them. He asks his disciples, "Where can we buy food to give to these people who are hungry?" I don't know what you need today. Is it healing? Is it finances? Is it a job? Is it a career? Is it love in your family? Is it restoration? What is it? God understands that we have need. He says, "Come before the throne of grace to find help for your need." He'll meet you at your point of need. He's there to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory and mercy. So Jesus asked his disciples, "Where can we get food for these people to eat?" And Philip gives him a reply and says, "Jesus, even 200 penny worth of bread is not enough to feed these people." In another version, he says that, "Jesus, even if you work for a year or a number of years or months, will never be able to earn enough to be able to feed these people." That's a wrong answer. Many of us are asking the wrong questions and getting the wrong answers, or we don't know how to ask. Jesus asked, "Where can we buy bread?" And he comes and answers with even 200 rands, $200, whatever amount, is not enough to buy bread for his people. But this was a different answer. The question was, where? It was a question of location. But here he comes with the question of finances or resources. Jesus was asking him, "Where can we buy bread to feed these people?" And he comes and says, "There is not enough money to buy the bread." I want you to look at your scenario and your situation and ask yourself, when you're praying, are you asking for the right answer? Or whatever you're doing in this life, are you, with your action, answering the correct answer to your problem? Many of us have so many challenges and problems, but instead of asking the right questions from God or from people around us who can help us, we go about doing it in a wrong way. The error was not that there was not enough bread. The error was in the perception. Philip is asked, "Where can we buy bread?" He's talking to the Savior of the world. He's talking to God who had turned water into wine. And Jesus is asking him, where can we buy bread? Jesus did not ask him the balance sheet or whatever he had in his hand or whatever in their pocket. Jesus asked him, where can I go and buy bread? I remember at certain point in my life, I had friends that would ask me, where do you want to go and eat? All I had to say was exactly the place that I wanted to go and eat. Or if someone goes to your shop, let's say someone goes with you shopping, and in the shop they ask you, what do you want? Get whatever you want in the shop. You don't ask them, how much money do you have? Okay, you ask them if you're unsure that they actually have enough money for what you have. But we're talking about God who has unlimited resources for what you need. So when God says, ask what you want, you don't go asking God to say, okay, what's my limit in regards to what I have to ask? So Jesus asked him, where can we find bread? Where can we buy bread? Listen, where can we buy bread? Jesus already, the Bible says that Jesus in himself already knew the answer to the problem, but he was doing so to test them. I look forward to something great. In this session, I think we're going to discuss and unearth a number of treasures that are within each and every one of us. We need to make use of what we have. We're going to take a quick short break. This is Shalom FM, your favorite transformational speaker. Get in touch with us. Our WhatsApp number is +27 81 026 9868. See you back.
Positive ingredients, freshly brewed by Shalom FM Cape Town. We give God all the credit. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you don't like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you don't like me.
Yo. Short, big nose, big lip. Kind of stuff to stutter, but I never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Since I've been changed, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now I smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Yo, you like me,
sir.
Cause I like me.
Juice in the booth.
Like me. See, I like me.
Wow.
Cause he likes me.
That's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long like time for this
I
one.
I just smile. I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man, I don't go with the trends. Go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house on MTV Cribs.
Hey,
I like me, yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do
sir.
You like me?
That's a problem,
like
baby.
Cause he likes me,
sir.
God likes me.
That boy feel good right
like
there, baby.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes
true.
Me, yo, you won't like
catch
me.
Catch his beat, baby. You feel that right there? Yo.
When the lights fade, I know that you see
more than my swagger, but it's you and me.
From the storefront church to the packed out floors,
they want an autograph, but I'd rather give them yours.
The ink don't fade, the crowd once more. The king's on stage, the final encore.
Can't believe it's me now chilling backstage. Big nose, big lips,
don't get your hands raised.
From Texas,
I
baby
like me. Hey. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
Do you like me?
See, I like me.
I like
cause
me.
He likes me.
He likes
God
me.
Likes me.
God likes
you
me.
You all like me.
You a size
like
12,
cause I like me. Do you
size
like
17,
see, I like me.
Size
he
22,
likes God likes
he likes
you.
You
don't like me.
Uh.
We are Shalom FM Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ.
Welcome to Shalom FM. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian. And today, for those joining us, we're talking about making use of what you have. And we are on John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 13, where Jesus feeds the 5,000. So before we just went for our quick break, Jesus comes to his disciples. He sees the hunger within the crowds of people who are listening to him. And he says, where shall we buy bread for these people? And Philip, the disciple, instead of answering him with the correct answer, he gives him another problem. The problem was Jesus asked him, where can we buy bread to feed these people? And Philip said to him, we don't have enough money to buy bread for these people. The question that Jesus asked was a question of location, but the answer that Philip gave was an answer with a limitation. Philip did the calculation and discovered that they actually don't have enough to feed the people in regards to finances. But Jesus was asking about the finances. Jesus was asking about what is the nearest town where they can actually buy bread. But even in himself, Jesus could make bread come out of heaven or make stones from bread. Because remember, the devil tempted Jesus and said, turn these stones to bread if you are the Son of Man. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. I'm just passing through there. But Jesus, having asked the question to the disciples, the Bible says that if you read that narrative, the Bible says that Jesus had the answer in himself. But the problem that he gave to his disciples, he wanted to test them. Philip answered the question in regards to finances and limitations. Many a times we ask God in limitation. We ask God, already limiting God to what he's capable of doing. We can be on our knees praying. We can be there fasting. But when we stand up out of that prayer, we begin to limit God to say, really, is this possible for me? Can this really happen for me? Look at my situation. I've been in the same situation for years and years and years. But you're already praying, asking God to intervene and to make a way. And there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. This is Shalom FM, and our motto is, there's always a way out in Christ Jesus. But due to our limited beliefs, due to our own unbelief, many a times we disable God from doing the miracles that he needs to do in our lives. Now, God is a miracle-working God, but many a times God does miracles, but man has to play a part. John Wesley said that God cannot act until and unless a man gets on his knees and pray. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and you shall be opened to you. Seek and you shall find. So the problem that Jesus gave to the disciples to say, these people need to eat. God had the solution to the problem already. Many a times the challenges that we face, already God has an answer for them. We just don't go, or we just don't have enough faith. Now, faith without works is dead. We need to have faith, faith that moves mountain, faith that believes God, that knows that he who promised is faithful. So the problem was really not a problem. The problem was a test. The problem was meant to bring something out of them. The disciples had something out of them that they did not know. The disciples did not know that they actually have a solution to the problem. The problem or the test was meant for them to grow, to elevate them from a certain level of belief to a greater level of belief. They didn't have a money problem, but they had a perception problem. The solution that they needed to feed the 5,000 was not in the money that they had, but the answer to the problem was in God, in Jesus Christ. So all they needed to do was to say, Lord, we do not know how to feed this 5,000. We do not have the resources,
But you are the answer. You are the solution. For you are the bread of life. In you is life. In you is abundance. In you is solution. You are the living waters that whoever is thirst can come and they can drink and never be thirst again. You are the solution. You are the shalom that brings about peace to certain storms and solution. For even in the storm, when Jesus stood up, he said, "Peace be still," and the storms were calm. Even when Peter had spent the whole night trying to get fish to feed his family, yet to no avail, when Jesus came to the boat, he told them, "Throw the net deeper," or "throw the net on the right hand side," and they caught so much fish. So the answer that they needed to the bread problem or to whatever, the answer that you need is in Christ. But God has given us all things pertaining to this life. So sometimes what stresses us is only meant to stretch us. God wants to stretch us from where we are to where we need to be. It's a stretch. But you need to look to God and you need to look to what you have. God has given you all the resources that you need. Someone said that what does not kill you only makes you stronger. So what the challenges that you're facing, if it's not killing you, then it will actually make you stronger. Endure, wait upon the Lord, stand firm and keep going. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. To be rich in this world, you need to solve a problem. Find a problem big enough to solve and a lot of people will pay you for it. So it's about problems. So whenever you meet a problem and a challenge, glorify God, for in that problem, God is going to lift you up. God is going to raise you up from where you've been to where you need to be. The problems expose the greatness that is within you. For when you face certain challenges, afterwards you look outside when you're finished, when you've conquered that challenge, you look at yourself and you say, "I didn't think I had the strength to pull through. I didn't think I have the strength to come out of it." Listen, what you are today is God's gift. But what you become is your gift to God. God has created you uniquely and has blessed you with such greatness that if you begin to make use of the small gifts and talents that you have, you'll be able to become so much greater. So Jesus comes to them and says, "Where can we find bread to feed these people?" And Philip says, "No matter if we work for months and months, we will never have enough money to raise to be able to feed these people." But Peter comes with a solution and answer. He comes and says, "There is a small boy who has but 5 loaves and 2 fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish. But what is it among so many?" That's a very interesting and deep question. So Peter, on the other instances, he said, "At least we have a small boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But he did the division, and he said, 5 loaves, 2 fish divided by 5,000 or more people. It's so small, but yet in its smallness, that was the solution to the issue that they were having. Little may be little in the hands of men, but little, if given to God, can do so much. Little in the hands of God can accomplish so many things. I don't care the little resources that you think you have. It's not about not having enough resources. It's about not being resourceful enough. If you look at the greats of this world, if you look at the people that have accomplished greatness, they started with small things. They started with little. Do not despise the days of small beginnings. For the little, for the beginning may be small, but the end thereof is going to be great. It's going to be great. The problem was hunger and food, but Jesus wanted them to look at what was around them to be able to feed, to be able to solve the problem. Listen, when Jesus said that, "Where can we buy bread for these people to be able to eat and be filled and to have their satisfaction. Philip answered and said, we don't have finances. But Peter looked around the people. I think Peter was quite diligent. He went about and around asking if the people actually had food, and he only got a small boy who had five loaves and two fish. And Peter said, this is what we only have, but how it's so little for so many people. Listen, most miracles only occur when we partner with God and when we bring the little that we have. When we make use of the little that we have, then God is able to multiply it, for it to be able to feed so many, for it to be able to accomplish so many things. The issue is we're not willing to surrender what we have to God. Listen, there's a quote that I love, and I always say it so many times. Opportunity or luck is not really luck, or it does not come about just luck, to say I'm luck. Opportunity and luck really occurs when opportunity meets preparation. This young boy at his tender age knew that wherever he's going, he might get hungry. So he had 5 loaves and 2 fish, which were enough for him. But he was prepared for it. And therefore, because he was prepared, he was able to bring about great things in this world. He was able to feed 5,000 simply because he was prepared. Are you preparing for the life that you want? Are you preparing for the finances, for the business? Are you preparing for the family that you hope to have one day? Are you really preparing for the career that you want? You cannot expect to be a doctor if you do not put 8 years of study into it. You cannot expect to be a millionaire if you don't have a company profile, if you do not actually find out if your product is marketable, if what you have, the service that you think you have, is sellable. You need to take the time to find out, to say, this is what I have. How can I make use of what I have to bring about what I want to have? Many people in this world cry about what they are getting, but they don't actually take the time to seed or to plant what they need to plant in order to get. If you don't like the mango that you're getting from your mango tree, then plant a banana tree, plant an apple tree, and you get something better. So stop complaining about what you're getting, but start working on what you have. Start planting the right seed, and the right fruit will be brought about. Listen, most times we are waiting on God when God is actually waiting for us to take action, to take the step of faith. Take the step of faith. Plunge into the water. Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on top of the water, he said, Jesus, if it is you, then tell me, give me the instruction to step out of the boat and walk, and I walk to you. And immediately he listened to the voice of God. He listened to the instruction. Ask God, what instructions have you given me for me to be able to unleash the greatness within me? Listen, I said it. I'm a transformational speaker. What I want is to help you be able to ask God, to help you partner with God and be able to make use of the resources that you have for you to achieve the greatness that God has already ordained before he formed you. What you are today is God's gift to you, but what you become is your gift to God. Now, the question that I have for you is, Peter takes this small boy and brings him to Jesus and says, Jesus, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. What are you doing with the little boy who has the 5 fish and 2 loaves in your life for you to be able to feed the 5,000 that you need to feed? God has given us 5 senses. We are able to hear, like now you hear my voice. We are able to see. We are able to smell. We are able to touch. We are able to talk. We are able to use our minds to imagine. But how are you making use of those resources that God has given you? For though that is the small boy who has 5 loaves and 2 fish,
that is able, if given the right platform, is able to feed so many. Listen, if that small boy had stayed where he had and had eaten his 5 loaves and 2 fish, we're going to be in a crisis. But that small boy kept his lunch faithfully, and when they asked if there is anyone with food, that small boy stood up and said, I only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Peter even said to Jesus, what is this among so many? I say the title and topic for this talk today is make use of what you have. God never gives you a finished product. He gives you the ingredients that you need for you to be able to make your meal. What are the ingredients? The ingredients may be the knowledge that you have. The ingredients may be the experience that you have. The ingredients may be the people around you. The ingredients may be the job that you do not like. The ingredients may be the spouse. The ingredients may be the pastor within your church. The ingredients may be the books that are available. Like our bishop recently launched this book. There are so many books. The books are available on Google Play, Google Store. The books out there on Amazon. Prayer, the Master Key, 58 Reasons Why You Should Fast, Total Deliverance. There are so many resources out there. You need to make use of those resources to take care of the small boy. For that small boy in himself, in that small 5 loaves and 2 fish, it has the capacity to feed 5,000 only when it is given to Jesus Christ. Make use of your gift. Your gift needs awakening. You need to work on your gift. Listen, there was a guy who was busy cutting down a tree, but it was taking too long to cut that tree. And someone came to me and said, listen, my friend, you're using too much effort to cut down that tree. Why don't you take a moment and to sharpen your axe? And when you sharpen your axe is becomes sharp and is able to cut even more than what it's been doing. Listen, many of us are trying to cut down trees in our lives, but we're using a blunt knife or a blunt axe. We need to sharpen our tree. How do we sharpen our tree? We sharpen our tree by listening to the word of God. We sharpen our tree by taking time to pray. We sharpen our tree by studying, by doing the work, by connecting with people who have within their power achieved what we need to achieve. Many people are searching after the glory of so many. Yet, if they take the time to find out the story, they will learn the principles that have made these people arise to glory. And when you do the same principles, you will attain your own glory. Success has a tendency of leaving footsteps. Success leaves clues. And so many people that we see successful in this world, they've given books, they've written, they've done seminars and talks. They have so many resources that they bring about to tell you how they did it. And if you simply just follow them, and if you simply read through their biographies, read through their stories, and if you simply take the time to pray and to ask God, if there be any who lacks wisdom, let him ask and God will give you. So all you need to do is to sharpen your axe, sharpen your mind. Sharpen your mind with the word of God. Sharpen your mind with inspirational, motivational books that you need so that you'd stop looking at what you have and begin to expand your mind. Listen, the problem that we have is our minds are limited. So you need to expand your mind. When you begin to expand your mind, your focus, where your focus goes, so your energy. So if you focus on expansion, you will expand. By beholding, you become changed. Make use of what you have. Make use of the gift and resources that God has given you. The answer to what you need is in you. It may be small, but little, if prayed for, can bring about so many resources. Little in the hands of God can accomplish so many. Great things have been done for people who had little, people who you never expected to achieve greatness. They've done so. This is Shalom FM, your number one Christian radio station. Visit our website, www.shalomfm.org. You can see our program schedule. We have so many things lined up, all to help you unleash the greatness within you. And we love to hear your feedback. Our WhatsApp number is +27 81026 9868. This is your favorite transformational speaker,
say, Brian, don't go away. Stay with us as we come to conclude the topic, making use of what you have.
Arise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunchtime Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Shalom FM, that was a God like you. We are talking about making use of what you have, and we are on John chapter 6, verse 5 to 13. I'm your favorite transformational speaker, say Brian Robert Koga. There is always a way out in Christ Jesus. Now, we're talking about Jesus feeding the 5,000. I'm just going to quickly get to it. Jesus feeds the 5,000 with a little boy's lunch. they bring to him and say, we only have so little. But what is so little in regards to so many people that are around us? But Jesus says, give me the little that you have. Listen, little in the hands of men is little, like desperate little. But little in these hands of God is so much. With one man, with God is a majority. What are you making use? What are you doing with the little that God has given you? If you do not take the time to manage the little that you have, how can you expect God to give you so much? Do your part. Do your best with the little that you have and let God do the rest. Work what God gave you so that you can bear the fruits of it and enjoy. In order for one person to wear a crown, sometimes you may have to learn to carry someone else's crown. Serve in that place that you are, at your level that you are. Make sure that you excel so that even as you excel, the world will come to you and see that this person is excellent. In regards to how you take care of your family, in regards to how you do your ministry, in regards to how you do your business, in regards to how you handle your job, promotion only comes to those who are recognized as excellent. The world is tired of average. The world needs people who are willing to go extra. The difference between extraordinary and ordinary is just the word extra. Why don't you go the extra mile in whatever your hands find to do? Whatever your hands finds to do, do with all your might as if you're doing it for the Lord, and the Lord will reward you. And the Lord will reward you. Listen, in Galatians 6, verse 7, Paul says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that is what you will reap. This small boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he was willing to give it over to the disciples, who gave it over to Jesus. But at the end of it all, when the 5,000 people were fed and full, not having enough space to eat some more, they had 12 baskets. And I'm sure that these 12 baskets were given to this small boy. For God says, whatever, give so that it shall be given to you. Multiplied, running over, shaken, running over. That's what God will give you. But if only you're willing to make use of what you have. How do you use what you have? How do you use the talents that God has given you? How do you use the finances that God has given you? How do you use the time that God has afforded you? As you see me here in the studio recording and speaking through this live show, it is only me sowing the seeds to bring about the greatness that you have. But as I do this, God begins to work in my life. He works within me also, because I cannot come to speak to you if I not dig deep within myself to find the message from God. You actually have to work it. It doesn't mean that loving God is enough. It doesn't mean that you have given your life to God and all you do is sleep. No, you need to put in the work. Work your own salvation with trembling. You need to take the time to pray. Take the time to seek God in prayer, in fasting, in reading the Word of God. Take the time to worship and to praise God, to meet together with the saints, with the children of God, so that you may be edified, so that you may grow. For if you're not growing, you're simply dying. Are you feeding nourishment to what God has given you? Are you watering that seed that God has given you? Now, as I quickly summarize, I want you to look at what Jesus did. When Jesus got the bread, he looked up unto heaven and he gave thanks. I don't know what Jesus prayed for, what exactly the prayer was, but I'm sure that Jesus said, Lord, thank you that even among the 5,000, there was a small boy who was prepared. And because of his preparation, this little bread and fish, may you multiply it that it may bring about satisfaction to the people around you. Listen, the enemy has tendencies of making you look at what you don't have. But count your blessings, name them one by one. In every company, they usually do what they call stock take. A stock take is basically taking inventory, counting what you have. And when you count what you have, you actually see that you have so much. Because now, if you sell the stock that you have, you'll be able to buy so much stock and earn a profit out of it. So listen, take stock, take inventory, and thank God for what you have. And when you begin to appreciate God for what you have, you'll be able to see that you have so much more than you thought you had. Our Bishop, Bishop Joshua N. Simeon, he has one of his favorite quotes that he usually says. He says, a thankful heart will always have a thankful. A thankful heart will always have a thankful. Multiplication will only occur in your life when you learn to be thankful for what you have. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and you see that in your blessings is the seed that you need for your next blessing. So Jesus gave thanks. Many a times we are just asking and asking and asking, but we actually take the time to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for life itself. Thank you for the family that I have. Yes, they are not perfect, but thank you for them. Lord, how can we make our family perfect? Lord, thank you for my job. I don't like it. They don't pay me enough, but at least I'm still working. Thank you for my little salary, Lord, but increase my territory. Enlarge me, Lord. Thank you for my business. It's not performing well, but at least I've got something small. Lord, enlarge my territory. Help me be able to manage it well so that I can get more out of it. Always be thankful. Now, Jesus breaks the bread. Sometimes we are broken, but in our brokenness, God will bring about multiplication. God will bring about multiplication. The bread had to be broken for it to be able to feed 5,000. If the bread wasn't going to be broken, it was not going to do what it needed to do. So allow yourself to go through the process of breaking. For all things, God will make all things work out for our good. If it's breaking, you will make it out work out for your good. If it's upliftment, or if it's you being disappointed, or ask God to make use of it. Listen, David says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Even in your breaking season, don't give up on God. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your family or your ministry. That calling that you have, it is God's calling upon you. Allow yourself to be broken by God, for he is the potter. When he breaks you, you will come out better. You go through the furnace, but you come out purified as fine gold. The last thing that Jesus did was he gave. In giving the 5 loaves and small fish, 5,000 were able to feed and to be able to be satisfied. If you give sparingly, you reap sparingly. Feed what is feeding you. Be more of a giver than a taker. God is wanting to bless you so that you can become a blessing. This is Shalom FM. Visit our social pages at Shalom at One. Shalom FM at One. Visit us on Instagram, on all different, and our WhatsApp number is +27 810269868. There's always a way out in Christ Jesus. See you next time on the Motivational Drive. This is your favorite transformational speaker, Sir Brian Koga. Have a blessed day. May you make use of what God has given you.
It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop J.